about the Miami site if we can. In terms of what we saw were the substantial issues that fostered parent participation in our study. We looked at four key components: the use of incentives, what we used for retention strategies, our entire team culture of engagement and retention and reaching out and supporting the mothers and their children, and our curriculum component, which was called building sense of community, and in a much broader scope was part of creating networks of mothers who found associations among their group members that extended outside of the group experience. The incentives were a key component from the time that moms were enrolled straight through to the time that they came to their first group and every week afterwards. Weekly intervention meetings had lots of things that kept mothers coming. For the early years, in the years 1 to 3, we all know that diapers as an incentive to young mothers certainly is helpful to families with less than typical resources. What we also provided were developmentally appropriate gifts and educationally related materials that had a connection to the topics that we were discussing in the curriculum, which took carryover into the home so that moms could do what they were learning about in the groups with their children on their own when they were back in between class sessions. At the first group meeting, when someone started the whole legacy program, what they received was $25 at the first group meeting. But every week after that, they were given $20 to use for childcare that was needed to watch their non-legacy child during the time they were coming to group every week. And then they also received $5 per meeting for attending, and that $20 at the end of the month was added to the $20 they got in childcare. And when you tallied everything up, a mom would get typically, if she attended all sessions, $100 for that month in incentives for both childcare and for attending. We thought that one of the main barriers that has been seen in so many intervention programs is the barrier of transportation. And so transportation for all of the mothers and their children were provided on a weekly basis, and it was door-to-door transportation. And of course, anyone who's worked with small children knows that transportation means car seats, and car seats are age-appropriate. And so as we move through the project on any given transportation van on any given month, the age of the children were changing, the type of car seat you needed to use changed, and so it was both a logistical challenge and also every single day when groups were meeting, and five groups were meeting in a given day, the number of vans that were going out to pick up parents and whether the children needed this car seat or that were just part of the oversight that was provided by the administrative team. We also gave snacks and or meals depending on the time of day, which we felt really helped eliminate something that the moms needed to think about for their families and their children. We really felt that reaching out meant giving a very personal touch and making every participant and her children feel very special to us. We sent birthday cards to mothers, birthday cards to children. Even if you hadn't been coming to a meeting, you would hear from us on your special day. We provided lots of mile markers for holiday gifts that families could take home, things that they needed for their children and they could play with their children. Field trips was also a major fun thing that engaged and retained moms and their children. We went to places in our own community that our mothers had never had a chance to go to or take their children to. Mother's Day was a big celebration, and so we recognized them and their roles with their children and their importance in their families. Now, in addition to the reaching out and the engaging and that whole culture of engagement, the curriculum supported our retaining moms and children in the program. The last session of every month was a party session, and at the party session, all kinds of exciting, fun things were done. Parents made and take toys. They did arts and crafts projects. They had the opportunity to do hands-on things with their children and take those things home in a spirit of support and encouragement. And oftentimes our sessions also focused on mom. How does mom keep herself healthy? How does she keep herself ready and available to her children? And there would even be sessions in which moms would talk about if you had $500 to spend and you could go on any vacation you wanted, what would that vacation look like? And try to use imagination and try to be supportive of having dreams and having hopes about things that might happen in the future. We felt that helped them understand. We felt a sense of connectedness to them. We had an open door policy in Legacy. You could be gone for weeks at a time. You could be gone for months at a time for whatever reasons there were, facing your family, your children. But when you came back to the group session, you were received with an open door policy, a welcoming set of team members who didn't ask a lot of questions but welcomed you back and waited for you to share about how you were feeling. It allowed for parents to come and go depending on their life circumstances, but always know that Legacy was a place where you could be welcomed and you would feel supported. Our moms got jobs and lost jobs. They had housing, they lost housing. They had childcare arrangements that worked for them so that they could come with their target child to the meeting, and then those childcare arrangements would fall apart. But all the time, they would continue to stay connected with us, continue to come back, and we were always welcoming them.
Part of keeping our mothers involved was the culture of engagements with the staff. We were supportive, nurturing, we were non-judgmental. We would have weekly staff meetings where we would go over all our curriculum, what every session was about, how the group leaders were feeling, what was happening. And this really, we knew if something was going on with a participant, and any particular participant, and this really kept our staff involved. The whole key to it was the staff. We needed to make sure that we had a team of people who were able to be totally non-judgmental, flexible, could wear any hat, could go to any meeting, could participate with anyone. We encouraged our group leaders, as we called our team leaders, to keep in contact with our participants. They called them every week. The drivers called them every week to make sure that they were coming. Even the ones who weren't attending for whatever reason were kept in contact. The frontline comfort zone was established at the very first meeting that we ever had, where every staff member attended every meeting. This, of course, got very challenging as we started to have 15 group meetings in a week. However, by having the staff attend, they also were able, all the participants knew the staff. We were also taking care of their infant children, and so it gave them a comfort zone. Also, our drivers and our child care were one and the same. Those were our full-time personnel. However, we also had students who would come in from the university and who would do 3-4 weeks of child care with us. And the training that we maintained for our child care, for our group leaders, want part of their training was to attend and shadow other group leaders there. And this was really critical to maintaining that contact. Our curriculum was tailor-made for the population. Our topics repeated themselves the first 2 years, except that they became age appropriate. We had a parent-child time together where we had parent, mother and child played together within the group, and behavior was modeled both by the staff and by the group leader and the child care. We had a main session topic or a topic of the day, as Lynn talked about, and these would go from anything from brain development, from nurturing yourself, nurturing your child, whatever. And then we had that key component, which was the building sense of community, which I don't think intended in the very beginning to be the main glue that held them together, but it was. It was what kept our moms coming back year after year. And the Miami curriculum runs for 5 years, so that was critical. It was really, as I said, the initial component, the whole part of it, foster group cohesiveness. It assisted in creating that network among the mothers. In the beginning, the first 10 sessions, we did icebreakers. We did getting to know each other. If we combined a group, later on in the years when groups started to diminish, we would combine a group. That we did icebreakers then to get them to know each other. And it worked. It absolutely worked. The the group membership, this whole building sense of community established group membership skills. We established ground rules in the very beginning, and we taught them. We saw that it took them about 2 years to be able to learn to work within a group, to be cohesive, to support each other, to respond, to respect each other's opinions, but it worked, and they kept coming.
Mothers became more informed over time. Mothers became more informed over time. They were able to use their skills to help each other and work through issues of where is housing in our community, who has job opportunities, and they shared over the period of time. It was a mix of fun activities, and we basically at the end came up with some 4 or 5 basic recommendations that we feel sum up what we've talked about today. So the 4 are...
The staff was critical, the selection of the staff. We did a lot of soul searching to find the right people who could wear many hats, who could be flexible, who would be totally non-judgmental. We as a management team were supportive of our staff. We did things for them. We had holiday get-togethers, family, and that in turn helped us to sustain that rapport with the participants. And we encouraged them to keep in contact. The other thing is that maintaining that welcoming attitude was key. We never ever asked any questions. We didn't expect any answers, and we kept a feedback loop where we always knew, all of us knew what was happening in every meeting. And of course, the incentives helped. We know that, and we also had a tracker who would be constantly in contact with them. And last but not least, really, the whole legacy is not just a curriculum. It is really a supportive, non-judgmental attitude, where us as providers are really supporting mothers and their young children.